This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. This week, the iHeart Podcast Awards. This podcast was nominated for the Best Business and Entrepreneurship category. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No. You knew who was? Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, Gary Vaynerchuk, and also some NPR podcast. Big surprise. Still though, all great podcasts. Podcasting, it's big business now, but indie productions account for about 10% of the nominees. I don't want this episode to come off as bitter, but I do think that we need to discuss if these awards really matter. Do they? Here's a quick story. When I was in the music industry, I was a member of NARIS, also called the Recording Academy. This is the academy that you are thanked when you watch the Grammy Awards. And because I was a member of the academy, I was voting on the Grammys, I get all sorts of promos. These would come from record labels, management, sometimes the acts themselves. And they basically were for your consideration. You may have seen those ads, for your consideration. In other words, please vote for me for the Grammys. Even the Academy itself, they used to send out a catalog, and it would have labels, managers, acts, and they'd say, offer these albums to your members. We want to get them in the hands of members. So you get CDs. Back when CDs were $20, we'd get them for like $7. And the reason this would happen, like I said, they wanted you to vote for them in the Grammys. But the reason people wanted to win a Grammy or even be nominated for a Grammy, it was because Grammys sell records. Tons of people watch the Grammys. Tons of people write about it. The boost that you get from having your album get a nomination, and definitely the boost that you have from having your album win, that's a big one. And I think that's a good reason to try to get a Grammy Award. What's not a good reason, though, is the award itself. This is my opinion. And that's because I think the Grammys are rigged. Not in a bad way, not any kind of fake election kind of way. The way they are rigged is that you have people who are members of the Academy, people like me, and you have all these nominations, and you can't possibly know every single one of them. So what happens, at least for a lot of people, they just pick the one that they know, the one that they've heard of, the one they've had albums by in the past. And let me give you an example of how this works. I think this was about 30 years ago. Metallica had just come out with a brand new album, super huge album, Best Hard Rock Album. That was the nomination. And there were other people nominated. The act who won that year, Jethro Tull. And if you search for Metallica and Jethro Tull, when they announced Jethro Tull, people were like, what the hell? Like Jethro Tull, 20 years past their prime, Metallica is hot, everybody's talking about him. How did Jethro Tull get Hard Rock Album of the Year? Well, that's the reason. Everybody had heard of Jethro Tull, only the newer, hipper members had heard of Metallica. I think something like that happens in the podcasting space. Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, Gary Vaynerchuk, NPR. You trust those names, and you trust for them to have good content. But is it the best? Probably not. I don't know if I would even consider any of those people to be podcasters. I mean, maybe NPR, but NPR, that's radio. Is that really podcasting? So do they really need to win the podcasting awards? Should we have a podcasting awards just for podcasters, people who aren't on radio, people who aren't on television? These are people who really appreciate the art and the skill of podcasting. That's a podcast award. Or is it? I don't know. I'm just throwing thoughts out there. But the more we see these traditional celebrities come into podcasting, the more we're going to see this happen. I've been talking about the iHeartRadio Awards. They're saying that they're the first podcasting awards. No, they are not. Podcasting awards have been around since podcasting started. Do any of them help to get attention to your podcast? Maybe, but probably not. Certainly not like Grammy Awards or some of the bigger awards that we know, Golden Globes, Oscars. They're not going to help you like that. Which brings up the question, if these awards aren't helping your podcast, do they matter? A lot of podcasters don't think so. I went to an award show, this was a few years ago. The room was maybe 20% full. Even the people who were nominated didn't show up. We had people picking up awards for other people. One guy picked up about 8 awards for various people because he was the guy. You had other podcasts winning multiple awards. Wasn't a very great show as far as an entertainment perspective. I was glad for everybody who won. But is an award show that nobody attends? Is an award show that even the podcasters who are nominated don't care about? Is an award show where the people who do win are the same people over and over and over again? Is that helping podcasting? Again, I'm just throwing out questions. I think there are some positives. I think it's social proof. If you win an award, you can show that award to advertisers. You can say, hey, I won this award. Somebody thinks I'm great. that might get them in the door. What's going to keep them in the door, of course, is a loyal audience, is people who listen to their ad and actually take advantage of it, because advertisers do track ads and they know if their advertising is working or not. That's what's going to keep them there. Your mother might be impressed. That's worth something, that good feeling she's going to get, knowing that she raised you, a great podcaster, an award-winning podcaster. That's worth something. Those two things are worth something. The social proof, getting advertisers in, making your mom feel good, that is worth something. And there may be other things that make a podcasting award worthwhile to you. But let me say this. None of those things are worth annoying your listeners over. That means asking for nominations, votes, vote for me for this award, nominate me for this award. Not worth it. Also not worth it, spending a lot of time worrying whether or not you're going to be nominated or win. It's sort of a catch-22. We have to care about these awards before they're going to matter. And because they don't matter, nobody cares now. I'm really just throwing this out there as a general reminder to you that when podcast awards come up, don't be that guy who's constantly begging for your audience to go vote, nominate, get involved with this. Don't do it. You want more podcasting help? Go to bigpodcast.com. I've got 25 episode templates there for you. These are proven templates that will help you attract an audience, get connected with that audience, and help you make more money with your podcast. I've got all sorts of podcasting advice available to you for free at bigpodcast.com. So go there right now. Sign up for those 25 episode templates. I've got more things coming, and I will see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.